Before I get my stories going here, this is Representative Thomas Massey, digital media file number 3. Massey has asked yesterday why he hasn't been vaccinated by a clownish member of the Biden regime press corps. This answer is just priceless. Listen.
So you're saying, number one, you didn't answer whether or not you've been vaccinated.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not vaccinated. And until there's some science, by the way, I have a master's of science degree from MIT. I'm not a virologist, but I can read data. Everybody just needs to read and don't put your head in the sand. Look at the data. I'm not going to get the vaccine until there's data that shows that it will improve upon the immunity that's been conferred to me as a result of a natural infection that I had.
So in other words, I'm not getting your stupid vaccine. I don't need it. And by the way, I have a degree in science. She blinded me with science. There's a lot of demons are out there, and there's a lot of need to be on guard against these demons. W.M. Briggs has this at his website. Here's the thread worth discussing. The main points the gentleman makes are these. All technology comes from demonic superintelligences taught to humans to facilitate our own destruction. This knowledge is relayed in many ways, but the main one is through dreams. Trances are also common. In these states, the mind opens up to the other side and information is passed along. There is a long-standing myth legend that humans in search of great knowledge turn to wise entities for guidance or wisdom or even wealth. The classic deal with the devil of Western folklore. This goes back to the Garden of Eden, where the serpent promises Eve divine knowledge in exchange for her immortal soul. This is the demonic intent to weaken us on a civilizational level, to deracinate us and desensitize us to the utter darkness and depravity we subject ourselves to. By the way, for the best discussion you're going to see or hear on the subject of darkness and why people can't see what you and I see, they got bad sex habits. That's the principal reason why. And by virtue or by vice of that, they are blinded to the truth. And the people behind these advancements, the wireheads in Silicon Valley, are notorious for their utilization of trance techniques to discover new ideas, namely microdosing. So where are these ideas really coming from? There's more to this, but these are the essence of the argument. For a start, Briggs says, all truth begins in God. Our knowledge of the highest truths also comes from God, as do all truths ultimately. All the infinite universals we know by induction, the moral truths we grasp by intuition, the revelations given directly, all are from God. How God chooses to reveal any truth is, of course, a matter of curiosity. Direct communication is one surefire way, but would seem to be rare, given what we know from Scripture. Why not have an angel bear the good tidings of truth, or a whole string of angels playing telephone, starting from God's lips, along the angelic chain to your ears? Guardian angels, archangels, and other heavenly beings have been known to do this. Something like this would seem to be ideal and accounts for intuitions and so on, though I can't prove it. If good angels can whisper into our intellects, okay, why not bad ones? Indeed, there is good reason to suppose the imparting of forbidden knowledge, which is to say forbidden truth, does happen via demons. I like this point here. We have not talked about this. I had not thought about this. I think I may have thought about it intuitively, but never expressed it. But I like the point. I think he's correct. Don't you? These things that are being discovered, like with the manipulation of the RNA and the DNA, you're not supposed to know how to do that. For example, God in creation used DNA, deoxyribonucleic fed. God used DNA to program the language, a form, and substance into living organisms. Did you know that every living organism on Earth has DNA in it? Did you know that? There's nothing that we call alive, that's organic or alive, that does not have some DNA in it. So what's in the DNA? It's a programming language, basically. If you watch Foundations Restored, you'd know, you'd learn all of this. That the DNA is carrying out a set of instructions dynamically based on the conditions at the time, that it would be simply impossible for anyone ever to design all of the if. How many of you are computer geeks? I took one class in the 1980s on computer science, so I know just enough to be dangerous. I know, for example, that every processor is made up of millions and millions and millions and millions of little transistors. The transistors speak a binary language, ones and zeros, or the computer speaks a binary language. And the transistors have things in them. You computer geeks know this. It is called the if and or gate. So dynamically, when the bit comes to the transistor gate, it either returns a or gets a if. And if it's an if, then it will say, okay, if zero, then Y, right? And if it gets a if, then it can go to an and. So if certain condition, then it can go to and then it'll go through the and gate, or it can go to the or gate. So if it's a zero, or it's a zero followed by a five or whatever. The way the transistor works is just beyond my, but it is logic. It is pure logic. That's why in every computer, there's a thing called a logic board, because the logic board is doing if and or, if and or, if and or. Millions and millions and billions and billions and billions of times a minute, millions of times. They call them flops a second. That's all it's doing, if and or, if and or. This is man's attempt to replicate DNA. Okay? That's what I say. That's man's attempt to replicate DNA. It's as close to dynamism as you can get, which is why this artificial intelligence nonsense is just that. It's artificial and it's not intelligent. It can't be. Only man, of all the animal world and every living organism, possesses free will and intellect, the two things that distinguish us from animals. Now, if we can establish that those two things distinguish us and that every life form on Earth has DNA in it, then it would seem to me, and since God is the creator and he's given us powers, that's what we call in philosophy powers, one of those powers is the ability to reproduce. We can't, you're not creating, you're reproducing. You see, there's a difference. We're not creators. We would be reproducers. You can see then that baked into God's simple, beautiful, unbelievable plan is you don't need to know how DNA works to make babies, do you? To make healthy ones. There's no intent there for the DNA. It's not necessary for me and you to survive. And just, or put another way, to survive long enough to be saved and to pursue salvation.